heroin is seized in a drug bust at the Haines post office. And Sean Mady wins the remaining Haines Assembly seat by about 30 votes. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Two young Haines residents are facing felony drug charges after a package containing a significant amount of heroin was allegedly intercepted on its way to the local post office. 24-year-old Wesley Dobbins and 19-year-old Bailey Stewart appeared in Haines court Wednesday. Both are charged with misconduct involving a controlled substance in the second degree, a Class B felony. A judge found probable cause in both cases. The maximum penalty for Class B felonies is 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $100,000. According to charging documents, a package containing 14 grams of heroin allegedly addressed to Dobbins was intercepted by U.S. Postal Inspector Aaron Bainan earlier this month. Documents do not say where the discovery happened. In court documents, police say Dobbins told them a friend in Washington sent him the package. According to the charging documents, Dobbins said he was planning to sell the drugs in Haines and split the profits with the sender. But once the envelope was intercepted, Inspector Bainan worked with local police to ensure that intent wasn't carried out. The charging documents say local police obtained a search warrant allowing Bainan to place an electronic alerting device into the package. It also authorized law enforcement to seize the package and its contents from Dobbins. Bainan traveled to Haines with the package. He replaced most of the heroin with a decoy drug. Police Chief Heath Scott says the 14 grams of heroin was turned over to local police. Court documents say Bainan waited inside the post office and watched Dobbins pick up the package and get into a vehicle with Stewart. Local officers waited outside the building. After receiving an alert indicating the package had been opened, officers allegedly removed Dobbins from the passenger seat of the vehicle and located the parcel. According to charging documents, Stewart was in the driver's seat. They were arrested in the post office parking lot. Dobbins and Stewart were released from Haines police custody on their own recognizance Wednesday, under the condition they adhere to drug testing and at least weekly sobriety counseling. Court records show Dobbins and Stewart have no previous drug arrests. Their next court appearance is a preliminary hearing scheduled for October 31st in Haines. A 35-year-old political novice bested three other candidates for an open Haines Assembly seat. Sean Mady won the position by an about 30-vote margin. He differs from the other two Assembly winners in political experience and longevity in Haines. But Mady is already a somewhat familiar face because he's served in an appointed Assembly position since June. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
Borough Assembly member Sean Mady, Stephanie Scott.
Borough officials publicly counted 23 remaining ballots Tuesday night. The absentee, questioned, and special needs ballots were totaled a week after the local election. The only position still up in the air was a third Haines Assembly seat that carries a one-year term. Sean Mady already had a 20-vote lead, and it was solidified after the final tally. He garnered 497 votes.
I feel like not even a year ago, nobody really knew who I even was, and now I got almost 500 people who voted me to take official position in elected office. I'm honored.
Mady moved from Juneau to Haines with his family about 2 years ago. He works part-time as a residential property manager at a low-income housing complex. Mady says he wasn't politically involved until the 2016 presidential election. He was chosen as a local delegate for Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. But at the state convention in Anchorage, he was disillusioned by partisanship. He returned to Haines and noticed the local political division.
Partisan, no matter which side you're on, is wrong because everybody has common ground. And that really stuck out to me when I came back from Anchorage to Haines, and it was the same thing that we were facing on a national and a state level, except it was, I thought, more tolerable because we love each other here as a community. We ultimately have the same goals.
Mady says his first priority now is to get more local government training. Then he wants to bring forward new ideas related to renewable energy and sustainability. He plans to resurrect a committee focused on those goals.
So I want to deal with incentivizing local businesses. I want to deal with incentivizing agriculture. Yet again, everything is about sustainability, and I want to get a good, diverse, localized economy.
Mady and other newly elected officials will take their seats at an October 24th meeting, but the makeup of the assembly really won't change much. Mady and Stephanie Scott are two appointees who were elected to continue on the assembly. Scott is a former mayor who was appointed to Mike Case's seat after his resignation in the spring. A second assembly member, Margaret Friednauer, resigned a couple months later. That's when Mady was appointed. Aside from the two appointees earning elected terms, incumbent Jan Hill was re-elected mayor over challenger Joni Wagner. So the only new face on the assembly will be Brenda Josephson. She's replacing outgoing member Ron Jackson. Josephson drew the most votes of the six assembly candidates, 611. She has experience as a school board member and planning commissioner, but this is her first time running for assembly. The fourth place assembly candidate was political newcomer Michael Fullerton. He earned 465 votes. Former assembly member Diana Lapham was just two votes behind. It's Lapham's second year in a row losing her bid for office. She says she wasn't particularly surprised.
You know, there's winners and losers. And one thing I learned while being on the assembly and running for public office is you don't ever take anything personally.
Lapham says her one piece of advice for newly elected leaders is to develop a thick skin. Fourth place assembly candidate Fullerton was out of town and unavailable to comment for this report. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
After spending hours debating the idea over multiple meetings, the Haines Assembly narrowly approved targeted taxes on marijuana and tobacco products. KHNS's Emily Files reports on the Tuesday night decisions.
The Assembly was split down the middle on the marijuana excise tax. It would levy a $5 fee on each ounce of pot cultivated locally. Opponents said the tax would burden Haines' legal pot industry before it finds its footing. Erica Merklin echoed that objection. She is one of a handful of aspiring Haines pot entrepreneurs. Merklin also challenged marijuana's association with tobacco.
If you want to try to make people healthier, you could tax sodas or trans fat products. I think it's just a knee-jerk reaction to tax something that people have always seen as being this dangerous thing, but it's coming to light that it's really not that.
Much of the assembly debate came down to speculation over what kind of pot businesses will be most profitable in Haines. Tom Morfitt thought the tax would be better suited at the retail level. Heather Lendy thought cultivators would see the most success. Lendy and Ron Jackson argued for the tax. They said there would be expenses for the borough to regulate the new industry. It was a tie vote. Morfitt, Sean Mady, and Stephanie Scott opposed the tax. Lendy, Jackson, and Tresham Gregg supported it. Mayor Jan Hill broke the tie with a vote in favor of the marijuana tax. The tobacco tax proposal was slightly less divisive among the assembly, but it drew community opposition.
It's a band-aid of a budgetary fix.
Mike Ward owns several local businesses, some of which sell cigarettes and other tobacco products. Ward said this tax would be demoralizing to people like him, who choose to keep their establishments open in the winter even though they lose money. But the assembly members told Ward the borough needs new sources of revenue. Morfitt spoke by phone about the compounding effects of the state budget deficit.
Well, we've lost the public health nurse office, we've lost our trooper, we have one more year of the forestry office, and for the most part, we lost our judge. You know, this is a new era, and it's different than anything we've seen in 30 years, and I think this is just the first wave of it. It's not going to be comfortable.
Some assembly members said the tobacco tax has the added bonus of discouraging smoking, but Stephanie Scott disagreed.
It's in my opinion that we've reached a pinnacle of regulation that is going to change people's behavior. I don't think it's going to make a healthy difference.
The excise tax would impose a $2 fee on cigarette packs and 45% of wholesale price on other tobacco products. Borough Finance Director Gila Stewart said the tax might bring in anywhere between $60,000 and $180,000. She based that number on what other Southeast communities earn from similar taxes. The Assembly approved the tobacco tax 4-2, with Scott and Greg opposed. The new excise taxes go into effect January 1st. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight.